From NPR News, it's All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel. In politics, it's a good rule to try to turn your greatest weakness into your opponent's greatest weakness. Take John McCain. His weaknesses seem to be his age, his many years in Washington, and his connection to a deeply unpopular president. Well, in a speech on Tuesday, McCain addressed all three. On count one, Barack Obama became an inexperienced young man. On count two, he said there's right change and there's wrong change. And count three...
You'll hear from my opponent's campaign in every speech, in every interview, every press release, that I'm running for President Bush's third term. Why does Senator Obama believe it's so important to repeat that idea over and over again? Because he knows it's very difficult to get Americans to believe something that they know is false.
Well, for more on Senator McCain's message as the general election gets underway, we're joined by Mike Murphy, a Republican strategist who worked on McCain's 2000 presidential run. Welcome to the program, Mike. And
thank you for having me.
What do you think Senator McCain's doing right now in terms of crafting a message?
Well, I think he's doing what he has to do in this environment, which is to create his own identity. The Democrat strategy is very simple. I'm not sure it's very authentic, but it's pretty simple to kind of glue this third Bush term idea on McCain. Now, that might work with a lot of Republicans, but McCain does have a long history of independence being a classic maverick, so I think it's going to be tougher to do, but there's no way McCain can let them do it without putting up a fight, and that's exactly what he's doing.
And yet today, for example, the story on the front page of the New York Times saying that now the McCain campaign says he actually supports President Bush on surveillance, something he was thought to be a maverick on before.
Well, it's always going to be a mix because he is a Republican, and there are some things that he supports the president on, there's some things that he doesn't. So I think the Obama campaign would say, well, if you support the president on 10% of things, you're the president. And I think that people in this election are going to see through kind of the simple black and white and understand that it's often shades of gray, and that as Republicans go, there's no more independent, maverick-minded person than McCain. And everything from climate change to spending control to the way the war was conducted, he's been a vociferous critic of the Bush administration.
Let's talk about age. It's not just that McCain would be the eldest president to take office, but Obama's a fairly young candidate, too. There really is a huge gap between these two men.
Yeah, it's a big difference, and I think if seen through the prism of experience, it's going to help McCain. If seen purely through new and fresh versus old and seasoned, it could help Obama. So that's kind of, to use a basketball metaphor, kind of a jump ball here to decide what that age difference means politically. I think the McCain folks are doing a good job of making it more about experience than just age. And anybody who knows McCain knows that he is physically very young. His 90-plus-year-old mother will attest to that. But he is going to have to, through the entire campaign, litigate the idea that age equals, you know, old enough to know better. It equals experience, which I think will ultimately be an advantage for him because it's an election where the stakes are so high.
What else do you think he has to do to run a successful campaign? What are the ideas that he has to get through to the electorate?
Well, my advice to him would be to recapture reform. A lot of what Obama is talking about sounds a lot like McCain. And I think it would be a mistake for the McCain campaign to be perceived to be blocking change in Washington. I think they ought to embrace it because that's who McCain really is. The truth is Obama has reform rhetoric. McCain has a reform record. I think the fact is they're very similar in that way, and the campaign shouldn't be afraid to admit it and then draw distinctions on things that are more relevant to what the real distinctions are, economics and foreign policy experience.
Can he do that, though, and simultaneously raise a lot of money from traditional Republican sources who might not have a great stake in change?
Well, I think in the Washington world, there's a big status quo of both parties, kind of a permanent industry. So I don't think either candidate really has a lock on having supporters who aren't part of what is the status quo in Washington. But they're both also, again, Obama by rhetoric, McCain by record, change agents in Washington. So I think that'll be fine. McCain is always better off politically. And this was the old slogan we had internally in 2000, when you let McCain be McCain. And I think his campaign, even if it ruffles some traditional Republican feathers, would be well advised to let McCain be who he is, because ultimately, knowing McCain, that's what he's going to do in the campaign anyway. So they ought to align the campaign with the guy they've got. I think he's the most attractive Republican we could have in a year where, frankly, I don't think the country's looking for a lockstep Republican. They're looking for a maverick like McCain with the courage to change things in Washington. That's who he is. He ought to run that way.
Republican strategist Mike Murphy, thank you very much.
Thank you.